feel good about what you've done the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good start. I think obviously, you know, you always want to be better and always think you can be better. But I think as an offense, we've done well. I think we had very few mental errors when we started off, and guys really kind of took advantage of learning this new offense and running with it.
One of your deals, as you say, muscle memory a lot, is to describe this stuff. Is it becoming that?
Yeah, I think so. And the only way you can get better at it is by going through those reps and doing it more and more and seeing it and seeing how everything operates and what goes together and all that. So it's part of it, and it's something that we'll continue to do.
You've embraced it. How frustrating has it been at times?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because you want to be successful and you want it now, you know, but you want to go out there, and one thing Gus is big on is getting better each and every day. So improve some aspect of your game and, you know, be able to go out there and get better each day. So it's definitely, there's times where it's frustrating because you want to be good now, but that's not the goal. We want to be good in early September when the season comes.
You're still reverting, you said last week to North Dakota about it. You reverted at times on mechanics and level. That's still a problem.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on it, and I'll continue to work on it, but it's definitely getting better.
That's the challenge, you throw the ball deep more. I mean, you said obviously you guys haven't worked on it a ton, but is that going to be something that's going to be an emphasis for you, obviously?
Yeah, I think, you know, you want to push the ball downfield, and it's definitely a goal of ours. You know, I think we did it a little bit early and then kind of got away from it in the middle and towards the end of OTAs. So I think that that we'll probably try and continue to do that and force that issue. But, you know, that comes with practicing it and guys going to make plays.
What do you do when you leave here? Will you balance rest and work, or will you focus more on rest or more on work?
No, I'll stay here. I'll stay here the whole time except for maybe a week, and, you know, just come in and I'll lift here and watch and do as much as I can. I think Chad's going to be here for most of the offseason, so we'll probably meet and do stuff together.
Do you do anything focus-wise for rest, you know, to recuperate? Gus talks all the time about sleep.
Yeah, I think anytime you're not practicing in 105-degree heat, it's rest. So staying in the AC is restful enough.
You guys threw at Bishop Kenny last July. Do you think you'll get the guys together again?
Yeah, we'll do that again. I know a couple guys are planning on staying around, and the rest will be in and out, I think, for the most of July. So we're definitely, you know, whatever guys are here, we'll be throwing a couple times a week over there.
How different will this month be for you? I mean, last year, your head was maybe swimming a little bit. You didn't know if you were going to start. Does it allow you to prepare better?
Yeah, I think it's kind of allowed me to have, you know, a better grasp on things, a better understanding. You know, I kind of know how things work. I know what to expect. And I know, I think I've kind of narrowed down, you know, with the help of talking to Ole and Hackett, you know, here's what I need to work on and how I need to accomplish it.
Like Allen Robinson obviously had a nice year until he got hurt, but it looks like he's, as much as we can see in this part of it, it looks like he's even elevated his game.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. You know, I know he worked really hard in the training room doing rehab and trying to get back as quickly as he possibly could, and he's done that. And I think, you know, you guys have been able to see him go make plays, and he's definitely a threat now in the red zone, an added threat with, you know, Mercedes and Julius as well, that are big guys that can jump and catch fade balls and do that. But he's physical, can run, and can do everything, you know, out in the open field as well. So he's been fun to throw to.
You said last year at the end that your arm was a little tired. Physically, though, how did you feel? I mean, 55 sacks, you took kind of a beating, and are you better equipped to handle that this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel okay. I guess you got to take it one sack at a time and see if you're able to get up. But, you know, I felt fine. That's part of football. That's how you got to play. Sacks are going to be given up. Sacks are going to be taken. You know, it's kind of a group effort. Sometimes it's the quarterback's fault. Sometimes it's other places. But it's going to happen. So, I mean, I think you got to be ready for that and ready to handle it.
On a personal note, you finally bought a house?
Yeah, I did. Do I got to tell you where it's at?
I know where it's at, but I won't put it on the record. But how big a deal is that for you? I mean, you rented for a year.
No, it's cool. Yeah, just renting around a little bit and, you know, try and figure out where I wanted to live. Lived closer to the stadium during the season so I could be here. But, you know, now this is the second thing I own now besides a car. So I feel good. Good about it.
So you're moving in this week?
No. I'll move in at the beginning of July, July 6th, 7th.
What's
the what?
Oh, here it goes.
No. 600 square feet.
You want a towel, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go play up there.
You're looking forward to something like that to get away?
When we get done tomorrow, I'm going to have to start practicing a lot. So we'll see. I actually beat Scobie the other day. I'm sure he didn't tell anybody that, but he gave me a stroke a hole and I beat him. So,